Radio Prague News.
A road tunnel which is being constructed in Prague has collapsed in two places, trapping one of the workers. President Václav Klaus will appoint the new Czech cabinet later this week, according to press reports. And Czechs are marking the 595th anniversary of the death of the reformer priest Jan Hus at the stake. The Blanka Road Tunnel, which is being constructed in Prague, collapsed in two places in the early hours of Tuesday, tripping one of the workers. The excavator operator was rescued uninjured after some 6 hours on Tuesday morning. A spokeswoman for the Prague Fire Brigade said the man was taken to hospital for a check and was later released. The collapses occurred in the Prague neighborhood of Davidsek, close to the buildings of the Ministries of Culture and Interior. The buildings were evacuated and experts are now investigating the causes of the accident and determining the level of damage sustained by the nearby buildings. A spokesman for the Prague City Hall said the construction company was to present a report on the accident within 2 days. The construction of the Blanka Road Tunnel, which at over 6,000 meters will be the longest in the Czech Republic, began in 2007. A year later, the tunnel collapsed under the city's Stromovka Park, creating a large crater. President Václav Klaus will appoint the centre-right cabinet of Prime Minister Petr Nečas next week, the online magazine Reflex.cz reported on Monday, citing well-informed sources from the government and the president's office. According to the magazine, the most likely date is the 13th of July. President Klaus appointed Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas the country's new prime minister on the 28th of June. Last week, the three centre-right parties in talks on forming a coalition agreed on the makeup of the 15-member cabinet. Most commentators said Mr. Nečas' party made considerable concessions to its allies, the conservative Topo 9 and the centrist Public Affairs. Czechs marks the 595th anniversary of the death of Jan Hus, a 15th-century priest, reformer and religious thinker who was burned at the stake in Konstanz as a heretic. July the 6th is a national holiday in the Czech Republic, with religious services held around the country commemorating Jan Hus's legacy. President Václav Klaus attended a service held in Prague's Bethlehem Chapel, where Jan Hus once preached. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The coming days should be cooler, with overcast skies and rain in most of the Czech Republic. Daytime highs should range between 18 and 26 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.